Good morning. We're continuing with Halem Hilchos Shabbos. Bal Tes, where the Chacham deals with various different Klalim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're filling in some of the issues that the Chacham does not talk about. And one of them is the concept of Malachim Miskayemis, that the Malacha that one does has to be Malacha which is has a certain amount of permanence to it. It has to be something which lasts, as opposed to any Miskayim Malacha which is not Miskayim, that's not going to be Chayiv. Now, really, there are two different categories that we have to talk about over here. There are malachas which are not miskayim, because intrinsically the malach is done in a flimsy way. It's a temporary way, which it will not last of its own accord more than a certain amount of time. And we have to define what that time is, how long it's called miskayim. And miskayim has to last forever, has to last for a week. What's the definition of miskayim? And then there's a second type of malacha, which is on its own accord, it will last, but the person intends to remove it. Person is doing something which is he intends to be temporary. Person is putting up a structure which is supposed to last for a week. A person is tying a knot, which he plans to untie in a few days. So the knot itself could last much longer. The structure could last much longer, but the person intends, at the original act of creating it, to limit the time that's going to last for. So both of those are discussed in the concept of Beinim Miskayim, and they actually have different rules. The second issue which I have to talk about is, to what malachas does the concept of Miskayim apply to? So in the Gemara, the Gemara talks about Miskayim in the context of the Malach of Tofer, and the Gemara in Daf Ayin Dal Amud Beis talks about a tefira, an act of sewing something together, which is not miskayim, is not going to be chayiv. And that's talking about a miskayim, which is intrinsically it's flimsy to the point that it won't stay together. And then we're talking about miskayim in regards to making knots, kasher, and there the issue where there is not the flimsiness, but the intent, how long you plan to keep it together. The Gemara talks about miskayim in regards to the malach of kosev, that ksiba has to be miskayim to be chayiv. That's talking about a ksiba which is the strength of the ksav, is a ksav which will last a certain amount of time. After a while it fades, wears out, etc. But as long as it's miskayim a certain amount, that's going to be chayiv. So those are the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Habona, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, talks about miskayim in regards to the malacha of binyan. However, there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam how to understand the Mishnah. The Rambam understands the Mishnah the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Rambam. The Rambam understands the Mishnah as they're talking about the malacha of miskayim in regards to binyan. The Yerushalmi discusses the concept of binyan l'shoah. The source for the Malach of Boiner was the Mishkan. The Mishkan was put together with intent to take it apart. So the Yerushalmi says, you see that even a binyan which is not permanent is going to be enough to be chayiv. That's the type of miskayim, and not miskayim in regards to, not that it's flimsy, it could last for quite a tremendous amount of time, but the intent was to take it apart at some point in the future. So that's any miskayim based on the tent, and that is clear. The Yerushalmi says that is chayiv. It's binyan l'shoah is chayiv. Binyan l'shoah, which is flimsy and it wouldn't last, is not going to be chayiv. That's not what the Yerushalmi is talking about. So we see that we have to differentiate between two types of miskayim, that there is something which is inherently a weak type of accomplishment. It's not miskayim at all. It's not going to be chayiv. Something which of its own accord is something which would last, even though the person tends to take it apart. So certain malachas by kosher, that's going to be taken down from being under raisa, and by burn it's not going to do so. And regards to tefira, I'm not clear what we haven't done a baraya. The Rama comes along and says, applies the din of miskayim to surveya. Person is dying something, it has to be a type of a dye which has a permanence to it. Again, this is a question over here of the length of the malach on its own accord, how long it's going to be able to last, not with the person's intent. The person has no intent to unless they wash it out afterwards. But he's putting something which only lasts a short period of time. He's not chayav for the malacha of tzeveya. So the Magen Mishnah says, where does Raman get this from? There's no Gemara where it says tzeveya has to be mizkayim. He understands that the Mishnah, Kupes Mabes, says, kol oisim malacha b'shabbos, u'milach t'miskiyemus b'shabbos, kol oisim malacha u'milach t'miskiyemus b'shabbos, is chayav. So the Raman learns that this is kol oisim malacha, which is referring to all malachas. So the all malachas have this malacha miskayim, at least the miskayim of the first concept that they have to be, they can't be, something which intrinsically is a temporary type of an act. It doesn't have the wherewithal of its own to last. The second din of miskayim, what the person's intent, which is not discussing. So we do not know if that applies to all of the malachas. We'll clarify some more points about this message in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.